It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. We're live at Unitigo tonight as the Lady Spartans are hosting Walton in a big-time MAC League matchup. Walton comes in with a record of 8-2. Unitigo is 8-0, so this is going to be a real good game. I know already the fans are piling in here. A lot of coaches are here to scout, so it should be a great one here tonight at Unitigo. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I'll take a quick break. I'll come back. We will set the scene for you here tonight, folks. Two very good teams who are both coming in red hot are ready to do battle tonight at Unitigo as the Lady Spartans are hosting the Walton Warriors. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It is the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations in Sydney. Of course, right on Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Unitigo comes in 8-0, folks, and they've really been kind of the toast of the MAC so far this year. They've had some nice non-league wins over Cooperstown, who they will play again later in the year in a non-leaguer. They also had a nice win over Class B Oneonta. So any test that has come their way, they've been able to find an answer. And earlier in the year, they were really struggling to score the ball, but the last couple of games, they've really kind of heated it up. They had a 69-30 victory over Unadilla Valley late last week, so they've found a way to start putting it in the hole, and that's been great here for Unitigo as, boy, they just have weapons all over the place with a ton of guards, a great inside game. They are one of the best teams to watch in the area if you're looking to get out and check out a game. Walton, on the other side, they've been just as dangerous, although they're coming in off one of their only two losses of the year, a loss against Section 9 Sullivan West. They lost by two in overtime on Friday night, so I'm sure they're looking to bounce back with a victory here today. Their other loss was in their own Christmas tournament, or holiday tournament, I should say, when Lacey Drake of Deposit Hancock scored 45 points and just had an absolute crazy shooting night. And Lacey scored probably 75-80% of Deposit Hancock's points that night, put the Eagles on her back, and carried them over the Walton Warriors. So their two losses were just kind of two tough ones that they've had to swallow there, but they've really done a nice job in the league and also their non-league schedule, and they are absolutely in love with the three-pointer. This team will fire up three balls from everywhere. A ton of their points come from beyond the arc, so I think Unitigo is going to have to prepare for that here tonight to see a barrage of three-pointers, and they're going to have to find a way to guard 1,000-point scorer Olivia Harvey, who's one of the strongest players in the area. Harvey just joining the 1,000-point club earlier this season, and she is definitely a dangerous player. The other player that they have to watch for inside is Mackenzie Clough, who is a junior and is a great rebounder and a great inside presence. So we're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have Unitigo and Walton in girls' hoops action tonight, so stay tuned on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport. Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Unitigo girls and Walton tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Let's do our starting lineups. First for Gary Backus, head coach of the Walton Warriors. They start with sophomore number 10, Grace Reinhardt. Senior number 14, Carissa Crandall. They have junior number 20, Mackenzie Clough. Senior number 31, Olivia Harvey, and senior number 33, Jordan Palmatier. On the other side for head coach Bob Z for Unitigo, again, they come in 8-0. Sophomore number 4, junior number 4, Dana Stepp. Junior number 20, Megan Perry. Junior number 21, Morgan Perry. Senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And junior number 23, Haley Lucia. So that is the starting lineup here for Unitigo, and we'll get you all set to go. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green trim. And it says Lady Spartans across the front of the uniform there in the green lettering. Walton is in the orange uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. It says Walton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're set to go. Walton will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Unitigo right to left. And here we go. We're underway. And Unitigo will win the opening tip ahead to Haley Lucia. Ball came right to her. She puts it up and in. And an early 2 points here for Unitigo. They lead 2-0. Back the other way. There's that three ball for Walton. Carissa Crandall with a shot from downtown. It won't go. A rebound, though, for Mackenzie Clough. Clough will send it back out to the top of the key. Now they'll work at the Palmateer on the right side. Again, Walton going left to right. Baseline drive here by Jordan Palmateer of Walton. Dribbled it off her foot out of bounds, and it goes back to Unitigo. So we're 30 seconds in. It's a 2-0 lead for the Spartans over the Walton Warriors. And Haley Lucia will walk it up the floor across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Dribbles to the right side in front of the Unitigo student section. Good crowd here tonight at Unitigo for this one. Morgan Newman will reverse it left side here for Haley Lucia. In the paint, tries to take it to the rim. She is fouled as she goes up. Can't get the shot to go. And will head to the charity stripe with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 lead here for Unitigo on their home floor as Lucia, the All-State soccer selection, very good three-sport athlete here, will step to the line. Also plays softball in the spring as Lucia puts this one up and in. She's got 3 points. And honestly, she's one of those athletes you don't really know what she's best at because she's good at all three. So Lucia steps in here for her second shot. She's 1-for-1 so far. Other one is too strong. Rebound here for Walton. But a steal right back by Haley Lucia. Tries to bounce one down low, but it's kicked off the foot there of Grace Reinhardt of Walton. And so we'll have a whistle. Possession will stay with Unitigo after Lucia stole that one away. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo leads Walton 3-0 here in a girls' MAC battle today at Unitigo. Get the ball in here for Morgan Perry. She gets down low, tries a little shot off the glass there from the right low block. Can't get the shot to go. We got a foul on the rebound. Actually, no, they're going to say it just went out of bounds. Morgan Newman went spilling down to the floor there. I thought there was going to be a foul. There wasn't. Unitigo holds on to possession with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. They'll work one into Morgan Perry. Pull-up jumper, banks it off the glass, and good. Unitigo's off to a great start here, 5-0, and they're putting on the full-court press. Here's Harvey, has her pocket picked by Megan Perry at midcourt. Perry goes all the way in, misses the left-handed layup. Her twin sister Morgan is there. She tosses up the rebound, can't get that to go. And now here comes Walton after they come away with the basketball. Stolen away, though, by Unitigo. It's a game of hot potato at the moment with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. 5-0 lead for Unitigo over Walton, and the Warriors really haven't had a solid possession yet. Here is Megan Perry on the right wing side. Wants to pass down low. Instead goes to Haley Lucia. Lucia left side will work it in for Morgan Perry. Turnaround shot is good. And Morgan Perry has a quick 4 points. And it's a 7-0 lead. And the pressure continues here on the full court press. Walton trying to work around it, but they can't. They're going to be very close to a 10-second call. They just get it over the half court timeline. Here's Olivia Harvey. Gets into the paint, drives down low, and is fouled with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead here for Unitigo over Walton in the early going. They'll say that foul was on the floor, so before the shot. So Walton will inbound it on the baseline as they go left to right. They'll work it into the corner now for Carissa Crandall. Back out for Grace Reinhardt. Down into the interior for Clough. She puts it up and in. First bucket here for Walton by Mackenzie Clough makes it Unitigo 7 and Walton 2 with 5:50 to go in the opening quarter tonight at Unitigo. Here is Morgan Perry, right side. We'll go to the top of the key here for Dana Stepp. Three-point line extended. Stepp dribble drive, right side. Now into the paint, looking for options. Kicks it back out for Haley Lucia. Lucia bounces down low for Megan Perry through her hands and out of bounds. Ball goes back to Walton. I thought maybe when Unitigo jumped out 7-0, Walton would take a timeout, but head coach Gary Back is proving that his team can weather the storm here. They break the press once again. Down the floor for Jordan Palmateer. And Palmateer is fouled by Dana Stepp in the corner as they tried to trap her with 5.5 to go first quarter. It's Unitigo 7 and Walton 2. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight. Big thanks to our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, Jim Tomeo, for helping us out tonight. As Walton will inbound the basketball on the baseline to the right of the basket. Carissa Crandall, the senior guard, hurt her ankle earlier in the year, but has bounced back very nicely. Inbounds the ball, but it's taken away here. Another steal by Unitigo. Here's Morgan Perry, ahead for Megan Perry. Her right-handed layup won't go. Swirled all the way around the rim, but wouldn't go. Walton with a rebound. Here's Clough, dribbles it back up the floor. Clough on the right side, works one into the corner. Now down low for Harvey. This is where she thrives in the paint. She's fouled as she puts it up, and we'll get to the free throw line. And so the senior, as we said, number 31 will head to the line, Olivia Harvey. And she scores over 50% of her points. This is a stat that was given to me before the game at the free throw line. So she's good at getting there, and when she gets there, she's good at connecting. First shot is up and good for Harvey. And so the second one is coming. Harvey listed at 5'9". I would put her more at 5'10", maybe even 5'11". And she plays well in that low post. Harvey goes 2-for-2, and Walton has done a good job after trailing 7-0 to cut it to 7-4 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Haley Lucia at the top of the key, calling out some signals. Lucia to Morgan Newman. Had a backdoor cut, didn't see her on the pass, though. Now they do go down low here for Morgan Newman. Her shot is partially blocked. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and Walton will come away. Here's Clough back up the floor. Finding Grace Reinhart right side. Little dipsy-do into the paint. Shot is no good, but Clough is right there for the rebound. She puts it in, and it's 7-6. Unitico on top by a point with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor now for Morgan Perry. Perry looking for a screen. Doesn't use it. Takes it baseline. Is blocked there by Harvey. Good clean block. And Walton has the basketball again. They get across midcourt. Here's Harvey. Left side for Crandall. Pump fakes on a three. Sells it well. Takes it to the rim and finishes with the left-handed layup. Crandall gets it to go. And Walton has their first lead, 8-7, with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. So a 7-0 lead for Unitego to start. And since then, it's been an 8-0 run for Walton, but this time Unitego will answer. Haley Lucia now with 5 points, got a backdoor cut, put it up and in, and she scores to make it 9-8 with 4:02 to go in the first quarter. Haley Lucia actually playing with glasses on tonight, and I'm assuming maybe an issue with the contacts or something along those lines, but it hasn't slowed her down here so far tonight. Walton breaks the press. They go to Carissa Crandall. Got too far underneath the basket. Tried to chuck it up to save it. Went off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. So the ball goes back to Unitego. With 3:55 to go in the first quarter, and Unitego leading by a point, 9-8. This is a good one to start as we expected. Right side of the floor for Megan Perry. Looking for options. Finds the senior Morgan Newman at the foul line. Now to Haley Lucia right side. Lucia, dribble drive into the paint, stops, pops, pull-up jumper, a little too strong, too much spice on that one, rebound out of bounds, will stay with the Spartans. Haley Lucia having a lot of success getting into the paint, neither being able to distribute or taking that little mid-range jumper. Gets in down low again, little up and under move, just won't go down. Rebound is last touch by Walton. Clough did a good job to scoop it up, but her foot was on the line, so possession will remain with Unitego with 3:30 to go first quarter. 9-8 the score. Unitego on top. Spartans will get it in. They find Megan Perry, and she couldn't hold on to it. Got stuck a little bit underneath the basket. The defense kind of pushed her down low. Couldn't catch that ball on the inbounds pass. And so the turnover goes back to Walton. Left side of the floor now for the Walton Warriors. Here comes Carissa Crandall. This one is picked off. Haley Lucia will bat one ahead here for Morgan Perry. Takes it in for the layup. It's good. And so Morgan Perry with 6 points. That's a game high so far tonight. Unitego leads 11-8. Walton breaks the press. Here comes Harvey. Takes it to the rim. She'll travel. Shuffled her feet. Took one too many steps in the paint as she went up for that layup. Ball goes back to the Spartans with 3:05 to go in this first quarter. It's the Unitego girls leading Walton here at UCS tonight, 11-8. Here is Haley Lucia, right side of the floor. We'll find Morgan Perry. Perry gets a screen from her sister. A little pick and roll there, passing down low for Meg, and she couldn't finish it off. The Perry connection couldn't connect that time. Walton back up the floor here for Makara McGibbon. McKibben fires up a shot. She's off the bench here for Walton. It won't go. Haley Lucia with a rebound. Quickly in transition. Lucia trying to go coast to coast. Up off the glass and in. Haley Lucia making it look easy. She's got 7 points, and it's 13-8 with 2:25 to go first quarter. And now another travel as Walton gets across the midcourt timeline, and the ball will go back to Unitego with 2:25 to go in this first quarter. Crandall will go to the bench, and Riley McAdams will check in here for Walton. Again, our score, Unitego 13 and Walton 8. Morgan Newman to the bench, and Alexa Lucia will come into the game, Haley's younger sister, with 2:25 to go in this first quarter. Spartans will bring it up. So Haley Lucia gets across the Spartans logo at midcourt, looking for her sister on the right side. Ball is picked off, but it was last touched by Walton. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Unitego. Good pressure there by Walton. The guards came up right around that half-court timeline. They were looking for a little trap. Instead, punched it out of bounds. So again, 2:15 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate however you're listening, in the car or at home on the radio or on the web. It's always great to have you on WCDOsports.com as well. Here is Dana Stepp. Stepp will find Morgan Perry in the corner. Baseline jumper is off the mark and no good. And Harvey rips down a rebound with a minute 54 to go in this first quarter. It's Unitego 13 and Walton 8. A steal in midcourt by Meg Perry. Perry wants to try to take it coast to coast. This one up off the rim won't go. Walton with a rebound ahead now for Clough. Clough will dish one off, and Walton takes it down low. Riley McAdams lost it from behind, and Unitego comes away. Boy, just constant pressure from this Unitego defense, whether it's in the half court or the full court. They just are always in your face. That's, I think, the hardest thing to deal with. Here's Dana Stepp, right side of the floor with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Left side for Haley Lucia. Gets into the paint, down low, gets a shot off, but she's fouled. Was it on the floor in the act of shooting? They'll say it was in the act of shooting, and Lucia will go to the line. Foul will be on Walton's Mackenzie Clough, her second. That's a big one here early in the first quarter with a minute 17 to go. Team foul situation, 4 for Unitego, 2 for Walton. Lucia with the first shot, it's up and good, so she has 8 points to start things off. And so with a minute 17 to go, first quarter, Lucia will settle in for her second shot. She already has 8 points, as I said. She's off to a real good, solid start tonight. Second shot is up and good, but it bounced off the rim, went up and hit the wire that comes down from the ceiling, so that is technically out of bounds, so the shot won't count, and it's 14-8. Right side of the floor here for Walton, and they will go to Harvey. Harvey picks it up, now to the left side of the floor. Walton working it around here for Lauren Frank. Frank to the right side. They'll work it down low, but taken away here by Haley Lucia. Lucia looks to be off to the races with a minute to go in the first quarter. It's 14-8. Haley Lucia with the basketball will work it to the far side for Dana Stepp. Stepp closely guarded. Unitego will work it back to the right side for Alexa Lucia. Tries to pass down low for Faulkner, who's into the game. That's Jenna Faulkner. Taken away by Harvey and quickly back up the floor here for Walton with 40 seconds to go. First quarter, and Unitego leading 14-8. Here's Harvey at the foul line. Lost control of it. Gets it back. Passes one down low. Shot is up off the mark and no good there for Kylie Wiggins. And a rebound for Unitego. Right side of the floor, they'll slow it down. Shot clock and game clock are just about even at 25 seconds apiece here in the first quarter. Into the corner now for Faulkner. Spot up jumper, buries it for Jenna Faulkner. Big shot for the sophomore off the bench, and it's 16-8 with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Walton beats the full court pressure. They try to go down low, but the pass is too tall for Kylie Wiggins and out of bounds. And so it's going to go back here to Unitego with 6 seconds. Can they get it up the floor and get a shot off? Here's Haley Lucia, splits two defenders and is fouled right about at midcourt with 2.4 seconds left. And so the team foul situation has actually been changed. Unitego now has 3, Walton has 3, so they put that up there kind of incorrectly at the last time I gave you an update on that. Unitego is going to look to get it in at midcourt. They will find Morgan Perry, a 3 at the buzzer. Banks it. Oh, it just rattles out. And no good. So the end of the first quarter, Unitego 16, Walton 8. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-270-9. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Start of the second quarter. It is Unitego leading Walton 16-8 here at the U tonight in a MAC girls matchup. Walton with the basketball. They got some players in foul trouble, so the bench is going to have to try to keep this a manageable deficit for the Lady Warriors. Top of the key here for Riley McAdams. And there's going to be something going on here with the officials. Head coach Gary Backus is taking a look up at the clock. Both officials are looking up at the clock. And we'll see if there was some sort of malfunction with the shot clock or the game clock. They're actually going to let a couple of extra seconds tick off the game, or the shot clock here, I should say. And so they'll match that up. And so the shot clock is now at 11. It was at 15, so it probably didn't get reset to start the quarter. Either way, it's fixed. We're back underway with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading 16-8. Here's a three ball for Walton. Straightaway three there for McGibbon. Won't go down. And back up the floor for Unitego. Alexia Lucia with the rebound. Passes to the far side for Haley Lucia. Now to Morgan Perry. She's in the paint. Wants to take it down low. Back out for Lucia. Spot up jumper. Splash. Lucia with 11 points. And she has been on fire to start this game. It's 19-8. And now a steal by Unitego. More on the full court pressure with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Here's Lucia back up the floor. Finds Dana Stepp. Great pass in transition. Stepp can't nail the three-pointer. Rebound for Walton. Harvey passes it back up the floor, taken away here by Lucia. Cross-court pass for Morgan Perry. The shot is up, no good. Faulkner with a rebound, and she's hammered as she puts it back up. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. And the pressure just continues to mount here from this Unitego defense. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, Jenna Faulkner, already the sophomore with 2 points, will step to the line. Unitego leading 19-8. And so she settles in. First shot for Faulkner is up and good. So Jenna Faulkner now with 3 points. And again, you look at the core of this team, and there's only one senior. Morgan Newman is the lone senior. She is a starter, but they're going to get everybody back next year, which is pretty exciting if you're a Unitego fan. Second shot coming here for Faulkner at the line. And this one is up and rattles in and out. Ball out of bounds, last touched by Megan Perry as she was skying for that rebound. And so the ball goes back to Walton. 6:50 to go, second quarter. It's Unitego 20 and Walton 8 here at Unitego tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes as well. Here's Olivia Harvey dishing through the defense here. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Rebound for Unitego and an outlet pass here to Dana Stepp. Stepp is back across the midcourt timeline, finds Haley Lucia. Lucia now will find Morgan Newman. Pull-up jumper in the paint is good for Morgan Newman, her first bucket of the game. And it's 22-8. Walton in transition. Nope, stolen away there by the Lady Spartans, and they want to go again. Now they'll pump the brakes, slow it down, and go back to Haley Lucia. Lucia will go to the far side looking for Morgan Perry. Perry with a pump fake. Dishes off for her twin sister Meg Perry. Skips across the top of the zone. Left wing side for Haley Lucia. Picks up her dribble. Chest pass for Dana Stepp. Reversing it back for Haley Lucia. Spot up three. Too strong this time. Walton with a rebound. Here's Carissa Crandall. Ahead now at midcourt. Walton will get tied up in a little trap right in front of the scorer's table. Grace Reinhart lost it, but it was off the hands of Unitego last. Stays with the Warriors. And Walton is just, you know, they're struggling a little bit. They've had some foul trouble, so a couple of players have had to sit. They finally have the starting lineup back in there in full force, but they find themselves down 22-8 with 5:45 to go until halftime. Here's Crandall inbounding the basketball in Walton's end of the floor here tonight as they go left to right. They're in front of the Unitego bench. Inbound pass here for Grace Reinhart. Far side, Jordan Palmateer for three. Nothing but air on this one, and a rebound for Unitego for Dana Stepp. Stepp was in a tough spot there, so she played it off of Crandall's leg, and they'll say that she, well, must have hit off Crandall's leg, then back off of Dana Stepp and out of bounds. Always a risky move when you do that. If you're stuck in a bad spot, you know, they say you could try to hit it off the other player's leg and to go out of bounds, but that must have come back to hit her. And so Walton picks that up with 5.5 to go. They trail 22-8 here before halftime. Walton with the ball. They're in the orange with the white and black trim. They go down low with the left low block. Turnaround baby hook there for Mackenzie Clough. It's off the mark. Rebound for Unitigo. Dana Stepp in transition. Puts on the brakes. Stepp gets down low. Picks up her dribble. Goes back for Megan Perry. Now for Morgan. Finding Haley Lucia far side. Lucia down low. Dishes one off. Megan Perry pull-up jumper. Rattles in and out. Rebound for Clough of Walton. Clough down the left side of the floor. Kicks one out for Reinhardt. Back to Harvey. Spots up for three. Too strong. Too much spice on that one. Carissa Crandall with a rebound, but she stepped on the line as she was trying to run the baseline. Ball goes back to Unitigo with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com as well. You can go back, listen to these games anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. It's our game audio archive. It's there for a free download, a free listen, 24/7. At WCDOsports.com. Unitigo will miss a jumper. Walton back up the floor on the right side. Into the corner now, looking for Palmateer. Back for Reinhardt, top of the key. Reversing left side, Carissa Crandall from downtown. No good. Harvey a rebound, and she's fouled as she puts it up. And so she'll head to the line with 4.5 to go. 22-8 is the score. No, they're going to say that it was on the floor before she went back up for that layup opportunity. And so Walton will inbound underneath the basket here with Carissa Crandall. Crandall with an inbound pass, finds Harvey, turnaround shot up off the glass from a very tough angle. Harvey gets it to go. So Olivia Harvey now with 4 points. And with 4:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 22-10. Unitigo on top. Haley Lucia back through traffic in a tough angle there herself. Gets it to go. She's got 13. Boy, when she slices and dices that defense, it's impressive. Now a steal here by Morgan Perry. Gets caught up at midcourt. Lost control of it, though, and Walton takes it right back. And now another steal back by Unitigo. And that's what's going to happen with this press. It's going to create a lot of havoc. Lucia takes it in and scores. She's got 15. She'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. I said earlier, she's playing with her glasses on tonight. It's not a normal thing. She might want to do it more often with 3:55 to go. You know, earlier in the year, talking to Coach Z, he said, boy, Nate, we worked on it all summer. We shot the ball a ton. It's just not going down right now. Well, tonight, it's going down. And you can see that that off-season hard work paid off. Lucia to the line. This one's too strong on the foul shot, so she misses the opportunity. The old-fashioned three-point play. Ball tipped out of bounds, though, by that pressure with 3:50 to go. Stays with Unitigo, but the score, the Unitigo girls leading Walton 26-10. With 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Much deserved rest here for Haley Lucia. She'll come to the bench. She's got 15 points. Walton will look to inbound on the baseline. They go to Harvey on the right side. Harvey finds Palmateer. Back to Harvey. Right side pulls up for three. Toe was right on the line. Doesn't matter. Falls on the rebound. And the ball out of bounds. Again, bounced off the back of the rim. Went up, hit that wire that comes down that connects it to the ceiling. Out of bounds. And so Unitigo will get it back with 3:35 to go, second quarter. Dana Stepp gets across midcourt, sets up the offense here for the Lady Spartans. Chest pass into the left side corner for Mallory Frazier. As the Spartans in the white uniforms tonight with the green trim go right to left, they'll say that Frazier picked up her pivot foot. And so she will travel, and the ball will go back to Walton with 3:25 to go before the halftime break. Unitigo leads 26-10 here on their home floor in front of a nice crowd. Against the Walton Warriors. Clough with a pull-up jumper left side from about 15 feet. It's off the mark and a rebound for Unitigo. Dana Stepp, the right side of the floor for Alexa Lucia. Lucia gets it back, finds Morgan Newman, top of the key. Wants to reverse it. Looking for options here. Bounce pass for Megan Perry. Perry with a little triple threat position. Gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. Splash for Megan Perry. Believe it or not, her first bucket of the night. Twin sister Morgan has six, and now Megan has two. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 28-10. Here's Carissa Crandall in the corner. Bounce pass back to the top of the key for McGibbon. McGibbon down low for Olivia Harvey, and she is fouled as she tries to work her way into the paint with 2:40 to go until the half. Foul is going to be on Megan Perry. Paige McCoy is going to check in for Unitigo. Dana stepped to the bench. Be the second foul here on Megan Perry, team second. So the team foul situation, each team with two. Walton will get it in, 2.5 to go, second quarter, Unitigo leading 28-10 here on their home floor. Walton has gone cold here in the second quarter. Jordan Palmateer tries a long three ball. That one hits the glass, doesn't hit the rim, no good, and a rebound for Unitigo. Across midcourt, here is Lucia finding Morgan Newman again, setting up the offense. Unitigo running through the progressions. They'll pass down low for Paige McCoy, tried to force one in there. Ball gets tied up, we'll have a jump ball, which we haven't had many of tonight. Possession arrow keeps it with the Spartans, with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a timeout here taken by Unitigo. So we'll step away for 60 seconds with the score. Unitigo 28 and Walton 10. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. 28-10 is the score. Unitigo girls are on top of Walton, two of the top teams in the MAC, and Walton is struggling here on the road tonight against a very tough Unitigo team. Alexa Lucia trying to inbound the ball. It was kicked, and so they will try a second time here with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Lucia will look to get it in. Lucia looking for options here, almost close to a five-second call, but Unitigo gets it in just in time. Here is Jenna Faulkner, takes it down low, a little Dr. J finger roll, won't go down. Rebound there from Mallory Frazier, her rebound shot won't go. Walton with a rebound, but they will double dribble, so the ball right back to Unitigo. And so this pressure from Unitigo has really been the difference here. Walton has had a hard time with it. Full court pressure has been tough, and that has really given Unitigo some good opportunities to get out and score some points in transition and just, frankly, have the ball in their hands a lot more. They'll work it down low for Faulkner. A little up-and-under move is good. Jenna Faulkner with 5 points, and it's a 20-point lead. Unitigo leads 30-10 with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor. Now they'll pass one down low for Clough. Up and in. Mackenzie Clough now with 6 points here for Walton with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Clough with 6. Olivia Harvey with 4. Here is Morgan Perry on the right side of the floor. Lucia gets into the paint, pull-up jumper for Lucia, off the mark and no good. That's Alexa Lucia, her older sister, the junior, Haley Lucia, with 15 points at halftime. 1:05 to go in the second quarter. And here is Matt Gibbon. Gives it off for Clough. Her shot is no good. Harvey with a rebound. This one is ripped down as she can't get it to go by Mallory Frazier. 55 seconds to go before the halftime break. Boy, it's a packed house here tonight, but it's been quiet because Unitigo has just been in control since the opening tip. Out here for Frazier and now for Faulkner, and she will travel and give the ball back to Walton with 45 seconds to go. So what can Gary Backus tell his girls when they get into the locker room to try to get the ship going in the right direction in the second half here for Walton? Matt Gibbon with the ball at the top of the key, finding Crandall on the right side. Crandall looking for options, continuing to work it around. Shot clock's at 15, game clock at 30 seconds. Harvey with a turnaround left baby hook. That one won't go down. Rebound here for Faulkner. Shot clock is off. Unitigo can play for the last possession if they wish. Back out for Lucia. She wants a three. Alexa Lucia from downtown left it a little short. Rebound for Walton. And a reach-in call here for Morgan Perry with 14 seconds left. So that's going to be her second foul. So that's two fouls apiece on the Perry sisters. That's good to know going forward. 10 seconds left, second quarter. Walton will have the last chance. Crandall with the ball, trying to work it inside to Harvey. Crandall on the baseline, looking for options, kicks one out. This is going to be a three at the buzzer for Walton. No good. Lauren Frank couldn't get it to go. And our halftime score is Unitigo leading Walton 30-12. The Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime scores, the Unitigo girls leading 30-12 over Walton. It has just been a great night here for Unitigo. They have been on fire since the opening tip. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Credit to Walton, they came back and took the lead 8-7, and then after that, it was all Unitigo as Haley Lucia leads the way with 15 points. She's been sensational for Unitigo. 6 points for Morgan Perry, 5 for Jenna Faulkner, and then 2 apiece for Megan Perry and for Morgan Newman. On the other side for Walton, a team-high 6 points in the opening half from Mackenzie Clough, 4 from Olivia Harvey, and 2 from Carissa Crandall. So Unitigo has done a good job. They have brought just crazy, hard, in-your-face full-court pressure, and that has really rattled Walton, in my opinion. They've had a tough time getting the ball up the floor consistently, and it has led to a lot of steals and a lot of turnovers, which have allowed Unitigo to get a bunch of points in transition, or even if they couldn't go in and get an easy-looking layup, they have been able to back it out, set up the offense, and go from there. We'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, it's Unitigo 30 and Walton 12. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again. It's Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Our halftime score here at the U. The Unitigo girls leading Walton 30-12, and we'll see if Walton can come out here in the second half and find a way to get back in this ball game and find a way to handle this full-court pressure that Unitigo has dished up here tonight. Coming into tonight's game, Walton was 8-2. Their only losses to Sullivan West and to Deposit Hancock. Unitigo comes in 8-0, and I'm excited because next week on Wednesday, Unitigo heads down to BG to take on the Bobcats. So we'll be there on next Wednesday, the 16th. Yes, the 16th. And so that'll be a big-time ball game. And the MAC is kind of wide open right now with BG's three-point loss to Delhi on Friday. You know, really you have a bunch of teams in the conversation. I mean, it's really wide open, and that really opens everything up. Obviously, Unitigo at 8-0, they are the clear favorites at the moment to maybe, you know, get into that top four spot. But besides that, I mean, you have BG, you have Walton, you have Delhi, you have Unadilla Valley, DH. I mean, all these teams, if they get hot and get on a run, just based on where they are in the standings right now, they could all certainly have a chance. And you throw Green in there as well. Green is playing Sydney tonight. So there's still a lot of teams that have a chance to get into the top four, that's for sure. Some other games we're keeping an eye on tonight. UV is at Delhi. Sydney's at Green. Afton's at BG. Deposit Hancock's at Harpersville. These are all girls' games. Norwich is at Oneonta. That's a great one going on tonight. And if you want final scores of all these games later, just go to WCDOsports.com. We'll be posting them on our Twitter page there on the right-hand side of the page. A lot of boys' games going on tonight. If you're in the Oneonta area at 7:30, Morris boys are taking on Lawrence, so that one is just getting underway. That game's up at Suco tonight. So Morris and Lauren's playing at Suco, so that's a special treat for those guys tonight. So a lot of other Tri-Valley and Delaware League games going on as well, so I'll make sure I keep you updated on all of those on Twitter, so make sure to check in with us there. We'll take one last quick break. When we come back, it'll be the start of the third quarter. The Walton girls are trailing Unitigo on the road 30-12. It's been our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And here we go. Unitego and Walton starting the second half. Unitego has the basketball going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the green trim here tonight. Walton is in the visiting orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. Here is Unitego with a long three-point shot there from Megan Perry, and that one is off the mark and no good. A rebound for Walton, and quickly back up the floor as Walton now going right to left. They go quickly down low to Mackenzie Clough. Her shot is off the mark and no good. An outlet pass here for Unitego, and they'll bring it across midcourt. 6:55 to go, third quarter. It's Unitego 32 and Walton 12. Left side of the floor for Morgan Newman. Passes down low for Megan Perry. Can't finish off the layup. She was underneath, got stuck at a bad angle, and couldn't get it to go. Walton quickly back up the floor for Olivia Harvey. Harvey with the ball finds Carissa Crandall. Crandall at the high post. Gets down low for Harvey. She's blocked. And I believe the foul is going to be on Megan Perry. Yes, it is. It's going to be her third, team's first here of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Big thank you to Jim for all his hard work. It's our first game of the week here. We're doing four games this week. So every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll have a game for you on CDO. It's an exciting week. Harvey is at the line. She misses the first one, second one coming. Megan Perry's going to have to sit with these three fouls. And so Alexa Lucia will come back in. Second shot coming here for Harvey, the senior, who again joined the 1,000-point club earlier this year at a home game, is able to put this one up and in. So Harvey now has 5 points. 32-13, the score, a turnover by Unitego, gives the ball back to Walton with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Walton setting it up with Grace Reinhart, goes to Crandall, back to Reinhart. Crandall looking for options. We'll go to Reinhart. A little give and go. They'll try to work it down low to Clough, leaving one off for Harvey up off the glass and good. So Harvey's starting to heat up a little bit. She has 7, and it's 32-15. This would be big if Walton could get back in this game and chip away at it one possession at a time. Here is Alexa Lucia. We'll find Morgan Newman on the far side of the floor. Now to the left wing, looking for Dana Stepp. Stepp, dribble drive. Gets down low, dishes one off here for Morgan Newman, puts one up off the glass, too strong. Harvey with a rebound, and they're looking to run. Quickly in transition, Harvey into the paint, she's fouled, gets the shot to go. Is it going to count? Haven't seen a signal here from the official with 5:45 to go in the third. Are they going to count the basket? Let's see. Yes, basket is good. Therefore, Olivia Harvey, she has 9 points. Going the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play with 5:45 to go in the third. They haven't put it on the board yet, but the signal from the official was to count the basket. Yeah, they put it up now, so it's 32-17. So Walton, you know, a lot of time left here in the second half. They could get back into this game. So Harvey will shoot the foul shot here, looking for the three-point play. Harvey settling in. This one is up from Harvey and good. So Harvey has 10 points. Unitigo's not going to take a timeout. They'll roll the dice. Comfortable lead here still, but Walton is playing much better so far in the second half. They trail 32-18. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Here is Haley Lucia. Gets to the high post. Pull-up jumper for Lucia. Too strong on this one. Rebound for Morgan Perry into the corner. She lost control of it. Last touched by Perry. Out of bounds. And will go to Walton. Carissa Crandall will inbound it with 5.5 to go in the third. It's 32-18. Unitigo girls at home are leading Walton with 5:20 to go here in this third quarter. Here is Crandall left side. Crandall goes to the high post for Harvey. Harvey down low, just bullying her way down low, creating some room. Lost control of it. And with 5:15 to go here in the third, Unitigo will get it back. And Haley Lucia will get back across midcourt. Unitigo needs to try to get some of this pop back that they had in the first half. They were moving the ball well, shooting it well, a lot of energy. Need a bucket here. Here is Morgan Perry. Slices through the defense, can't get it to go. She's frustrated, did everything but finish there. Ball out of bounds on the rebound and back to Walton. Unitigo still creating some chances, but they just haven't been able to get those shots to fall. Here is Walton back in transition. This is a trip up the floor right to left here for Walton. It's knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Morgan Perry, who's certainly still upset about missing that layup there on the last possession for the Spartans. Crandall gets it in. And we'll find, down low, Grace Reinhardt, but it's stolen away here by Haley Lucia. Lucia in transition, looking for a sister. Alexa, out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Unitigo with, again, 4:40 to go, third quarter. Unitigo only with 2 points so far here in the third. They lead 32-18 over Walton. And so Unitigo will look to get it in. They find Lucia up near midcourt. Haley gets down low, dishes one off here for Morgan. Morgan to the far side here for Dana Stepp. Gets around a screen, takes it to the rim, up and in. First points of the night for Dana Stepp. And it's 34-18. Big bucket there for Unitigo when they needed it with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Palmateer. Reversing far side for Crandall. Crandall trying to work it to the interior. Clough is trying to post up, but Unitigo with a lot of length inside is doing a good job to seal that off. Here is Harvey. She gets it down low at the right low block, puts it up and in, and she's fouled, and the bucket will count. So Olivia Harvey is coming alive. She's got 12, and it's 34-20. So still a long, big hole to dig out of here, as the foul there will be on Dana Stepp, her second, team's third. But Walton is slowly chipping away at it as they trail 34-20. Team foul situation, 3 for Unitigo, none for Walton. Harvey gets the foul shot to go. She's got 13, and it's 34-21. Unitigo is on top of Walton. Warriors hanging tough. Little give and go is up and good. Dana Stepp got that one from Haley Lucia. Executed it to perfection. They put it in. It's 36-21. Walton with the basketball right wing side of the floor. Now they'll work it back up top for Grace Reinhardt. Setting up shop in their own offensive end of the floor. They go to Crandall. Crandall again tries to get it into the corner and does here for Mackenzie Clough. Went through her hands, out of bounds, and back to Unitigo with 3:35 to go in the third. Again, our score, Unitigo girls leading Walton 36-21. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along tonight and any night this season. We did 50-plus games on the radio last year. That's our goal again this year, plus all our social media coverage. So we're your home for local high school basketball this time of year. And here is Haley Lucia. Comes off a screen, right side of the floor, gets it to go. She's got 17. Making a big play for one of our post-game awards. You'll want to stay tuned for that during our post-game show. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 38-21. Here is Klupp, goes to the high post for Harvey. Harvey with a bounce pass and gets it back there from Reinhardt and puts it up and in. She's got 15. Harvey has really done a great job. She had 5 at halftime, so she scored 10 points here in the third quarter. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 38-23. Walton won't go away, but trying to dig themselves out of this big-time hole that they had at halftime where they trailed 30-12. Here's Haley Lucia. Looking to get around a screen. Does. Pulls up for a jumper. Splash. Boy, she's getting a lot of room when she comes off that screen, and she's just burying that 20-footer tonight. She's got 19. 2:25 to go in the third. Walton with the basketball. They go to the high post here looking for Matt Gibbon. McKibben will pass one down low for Clough. Intercepted on the backside there by Jenna Faulkner of Unitego. And with 2:15 to go in the third, Haley Lucia will come back across midcourt. It's 40-23. Here's Morgan Newman. Newman will work one outside for Dana Stepp. Pulls up for a long three. Can't get it to go. Harvey with a rebound. Harvey quickly in transition. Goes in front of the Unitego student section. Right wing side. Bounce pass into the interior. Looking for Mackenzie Clough. And she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. But we'll head to the line to shoot two with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Also during our postgame show tonight, we'll give out our Jake's Deli Award, brought to you by Jake's Deli in Otego. That's our Player of the Game Award. We give that out for any Unitego game, and the recipient of that award gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otego. First shot for Clough is no good. Second one coming with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. I had a chance to stop by Jake's today, and a big thank you to owner Jeff Newman. Sat down, had lunch there, a great sandwich, and tried the lasagna soup. It was excellent today, one of his specials. So make sure you stop down there, breakfast, lunch, whatever you need, snacks, chips, soda. It's all right there at Jake's Deli, and he's a proud sponsor of high school sports here on CDO. We're glad to have him. So a big thank you to lunch today at Jake's as well. 7 points is... Clough gets that second shot to go. Unitego back up the floor. Our score is Unitego 40, Walton 24, with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter after Clough made that foul shot there and goes one for two. Checking in will be Mallory Frazier, and Morgan Newman will go to the bench here for Unitego. That's the thing for Coach Z and Unitego. He can roll with anybody off the bench. He plays everybody he has on that bench. Here is Alexa Lucia, pulls up for a 15-footer. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Morgan Perry with a rebound will have a jump ball. She got tied up with Harvey, and possession arrow is going to give it back to Walton with a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Unitego leading 40-24. Across the midcourt timeline, Walton with the basketball. They'll go to the left side for Riley McAdams. Back for Matt Gibbons, straight away three, tried to bank it. Bank is closed. Harvey scoops up a rebound. Harvey back out for Matt Gibbon. Goes down low for Clough. Clough takes it in, gets the bucket to go, and she's fouled. Boy, and Walton has really started to dominate on the inside here, using Clough and Harvey, which is what I kind of expected from the start of the game tonight, is they do have a little size advantage on the inside, and Clough and Harvey can play with anybody because they're big and strong. And so Walton is really using that to their advantage here in the third quarter. Clough's shot is in and out, no good, out of bounds. It'll stay with Walton, though. Last touch by Unitego, as that was Alexa Lucia going for that rebound. So credit here to Walton. They were down 30-12 at the half. They've just come out and they've battled hard. Team foul situation with a minute 25 to go in the third. Unitego with 5, Walton with none, so they've been pretty clean, too. Warriors will work it into the inside for Wiggins, and now we'll get one back out here for Lauren Frank. We're going to have a three-second call, though, on Walton as Wiggins was trying to post up down low. Minute 15 to go in the third. Unitego leads 40-26. Here is the junior, Haley Lucia, across midcourt. Lucia with a give-and-go there from Faulkner, puts it up and in. Lucia with 21 points tonight. She has just been unconscious. And Unitego leads 42-26. Left side of the floor now for the Warriors. They'll work it inside for Harvey. Turnaround shot, left it short, rebound for Frazier. And Unitego will look to work it back up the floor with 45 seconds to go in the third. Here is Morgan Perry. Nice stutter step. Takes it to the rim. A lot of contact there. Blocked shot. And Walton will work their way back up the floor. There's a foul there at midcourt. It's going to be on Walton, so Unitego gets the ball back. So there was two plays there that looked more like football than basketball plays, where some players got run over. And after everything wraps up, Unitego will get the ball back with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. They lead 42-26. Going to be a timeout here taken by Unitego. Again, 36 seconds to go. Third quarter, Unitego girls leading 42-26. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the ball. They lead 42-26 over visiting Walton here tonight. Shot from Haley Lucia, no good. Rebound for Faulkner. She puts it up. That won't go. And coming away with the basketball is Olivia Harvey. Stolen away, though, by Haley Lucia. Lucia's going to take it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Lucia with 23 points, 15 seconds to go here in the third. She has been spectacular tonight. 10 seconds left, third quarter. They go to Harvey in the paint here for Walton. Takes it to the right low block. Layup won't go, but she's fouled. And it has been a big-time quarter for Unitigo in terms of fouls. They have really started to pile up. With 5 seconds left, here is Olivia Harvey going back to the line. And we had a stat in the first half that we were told before the game by the Unitigo coaching staff that she scores over 50% of her points from the foul line. You can see why. Harvey gets the first one to go. She's got 16. Second one coming. It's 44-27. So Harvey has 16 of their 27 tonight. Second shot for Harvey is up and good. She's got 17 of their 28. 3 seconds left. Down the floor for Haley Lucia for three at the buzzer. Won't go. And at the end of the third quarter, it's the Unitigo girls leading Walton 44-28. The conclusion of this one in the fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. SFCU, banking easier. Start of the fourth quarter, Unitigo girls leading 44-28 over visiting Walton. And this is the key MAC matchup tonight. Unitigo's 8-0. And Walton is 8-2 coming in. Megan Perry with those fouls has been on the bench for a while, but that didn't slow her down as she gets this bucket right off the bat to start the fourth quarter to make it 46-28 on a little layup as she split two defenders in the paint and put it home. Here is Harvey kicking one back out. They'll reverse to the left side. Shot here for Walton from three is Riley McAdams, and it won't go. Rebound and a foul on Walton. Their first foul of the fourth quarter is in the girls' game. Now, they did this a couple of years ago. The fouls reset every quarter. Once you get to five, you're shooting the rest of the way. Five team fouls, that is. That foul was on Lauren Frank. Unitigo gets the ball. They go to Megan Perry. Turnaround shot in the paint. Got hammered pretty good. No foul there. Unitigo comes up with the rebound. Goes right back to Megan Perry. Puts it up and in. So she now has 6 points. Good job. She got kind of knocked down. She was out of bounds there for a minute, came back in, was able to regroup herself. Walton had stolen it for a quick second, but Unitigo got it back, and she was able to get it on the right low block and put it in. Walton in transition, back up the floor. A three ball from Riley McAdams, and she buries it. Timeout's taken here by head coach Gary Backus with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 48 and Walton 31. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego girls with a 48-31 lead here over visiting Walton tonight at the U. Haley Lucia with a pass down low for Morgan Perry, who puts it up and in. She has 10 points. Lucia has 23. They are the two high scorers so far tonight for Unitego. With 6.5 to go, Unitego leads 50-31. It's been a good effort here by Walton in the second half, but they just can't seem to close this gap anymore. Steal now by Unitego. They'll work it up the floor going left to right. They're in the home whites with the green trim. Walton's in the road orange uniforms tonight with the white and the black trim. Right side of the floor for Haley Lucia. Lucia gets a screen. Little pick and roll there for Megan Perry. That one is stolen away, though, by Clough. Quickly down the floor. Clough gets clotheslined here at midcourt. And we'll have a call. This one will be on Megan Perry with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Carissa Crandall will check back in. That'll be the fourth foul on Perry. She's had a tough one tonight. But here's the thing about Unitego. The other night against Unit de la Valle, the Perry sisters, Morgan had 19, I believe. Megan had 16. Tonight, Megan with 6, Morgan with 10. But somebody else can step up and score. That's the beauty about this Unitego team. Tonight, you have Haley Lucia with 23. You know, a couple nights from now, she might have 5, and Dana Stepp will have 13. I mean, that's the thing. You can't really game plan for them in terms of stopping one player. It just doesn't work like that with Unitego. 5:50 to go in the fourth. A steal now by Dana Stepp. Quickly into the hands of Haley Lucia. A pass ahead for Morgan Newman. Newman will work it back out, and Unitego will pump the brakes and look to run the offense and chew up some clock here with a comfortable 50-31 lead with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Step back, jumper, pull up for Morgan Perry off the mark and no good. Here's Olivia Harvey with a rebound. Harvey, right side of the floor, tries a home run quarterback pass there to Mackenzie Clough. It was too tall for her, and out of bounds it goes. With 5.5 to go in the fourth. Again, Unitego leading 50-31. When this is all said and done, you'll want to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players tonight. Now a timeout's taken here by Unitego. Coach Z wants to talk things over. Again, 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego girls on top of Walton, 50-31. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowe with you tonight, WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Welcome back. Unitego girls leading 50-31 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego with the basketball out of that timeout. They'll work it down low here for Morgan Newman, and she gets hammered as she tries to go up for the left-handed layup. And so the foul will be on, it's going to be on Mackenzie Clough, her fourth, team's second. Unitego with an inbounds pass. Quick shot from Haley Lucia in the corner is off the mark. Paige McCoy, who's into the game, with the rebound for Unitego. Back up for Morgan Perry. Right side of the floor for Lucia to the high post for Morgan Newman. They'll reverse it for Morgan Perry, left side. Dribble drive in the paint, lost it. Down to the floor. Gets tied up here with Carissa Crandall. We'll have a jump ball with 4:50 to go. Well, Unitigo, more than almost any team I see, boys or girls, if the ball is on the floor, they're diving head first in there to try to get their hands on it and at least rip the ball back or maybe get a jump ball. They're just very well coached that way. Just get on the floor for that ball. Ball out of bounds here as Unitigo tried to inbound it. Walton will take it away. We'll go back up the floor. Right side of the floor as the Warriors in the orange with the white and black tonight work it down low for Harvey. Her left-handed layup is blocked, and Unitigo will come away with the basketball. And Morgan Perry will work it across midcourt in the Spartans logo. Finds Haley Lucia. Lucia skips across the top of the zone for Morgan Perry. Perry pump fakes on a three, didn't pull the trigger, works it back out for Dana Stepp. They reverse it around the world to the right side for Paige McCoy. She dribbles to the foul line, lost control. Walton will take it with Grace Reinhart. Reinhart tries to go coast to coast. Her layup is partially blocked there by McCoy. Good job to get back on defense. Spartans will come away with the ball. Lucia will get to half court. Stalls, puts on the brakes. Will work it far side for Morgan Perry. Now to Dana Stepp. They want to try to work up this clock. Down low here for Newman. Newman tried a little backdoor pass to a cutting Paige McCoy. It was kicked there on defense down low by Walton. That was by Jordan Palmateer. And so that'll bring up a whistle with 3:55 to go fourth quarter. Again, Unitigo girls leading Walton here tonight, 50-31. Both teams coming in with great records. Walton at 8-2, Unitigo at 8-0. And I'm sure Unitigo will be ranked again this week on Wednesday when the Sports Writers polls comes out for New York State. Shot from Haley Lucia, no good, but there to Windex the glass and put it up and in is Morgan Newman. She has 4 points. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Walton will work it to the interior. They were looking for Haley Gardner. She lost it, and Dana Stepp will steal it away with 3:35 to go. And again, Unitigo leading 52-31. We'll have a boys game tomorrow night. The Sydney boys are at Green. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off. You'll want to join us for that, so mark the calendar. Paige McCoy, a pull-up jumper at the foul line. That one's off the mark and no good. Unitigo chasing after it at midcourt. Haley Lucia gets it, finds Dana Stepp, and oh, she was just on the half-court timeline and stepped over the line. So an over and back. But to save that ball, Haley Lucia threw it behind the back to Dana Stepp, and she just couldn't hold on. I don't know if you saw on Twitter, folks, but it might be worth going back, scrolling through my Twitter page. We posted a video 2 weeks ago now. Haley Lucia against Afton through a behind-the-back pass that hit Morgan Newman right in the hands for a layup in transition. It was a sweet one. It's worth going back and finding that one. Walton with a straightaway three here from McGibbon, and that one is off the mark, out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Unitigo with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Packed here, house here tonight at the U. I think everyone wanted to come out and see this one, and Unitigo has put on a pretty good show. Here is Dana Stepp, right side of the floor, as Coach Z is going to start going to the bench here, getting some of his starters out. Carissa Crandall with a steal. Crandall down the floor, lost control of it, dribbled it off of her foot and out of bounds, and Unitigo is going to get it back. So, yes, Unitigo will go to the bench. Haley Lucia is going to check out tonight with 23 points. That's a game high. And Coach Z is pretty psyched as he meets her as she comes to the sideline, gives her a big high five. And he should be happy. He's talked a lot about, you know, publicly that the team has struggled shooting, but they didn't tonight, that's for sure. Here's Alexa Lucia. Pump fakes on a three, skips it back across the top of the zone for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner works it back up for Dana Stepp. This young team for Unitigo gets it back for Lucia in the corner. Her shot's no good. Rebound for Faulkner, who puts it up and in. Faulkner at 5'9", the sophomore, does a great job on the glass, and it's 54-31 with 2 minutes to go. Again, Morgan Newman is the only senior on this roster, so they are very blessed across all their sports with not losing a lot. Of course, their soccer team won the Section 4 Class C crown and went to states this year, so they'll be returning a lot next year on the soccer pitch as well. Minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. They lead 54-31. Here is Faulkner, left side of the floor. Gets it to the high post for Mallory Frazier. Frazier back out for Lucia, straight away three, no good. Rebound is scooped up here by the Warriors with a minute and a half to go. Long pass ahead for Carissa Crandall, lays it up and in. Good job there by Crandall. She's got 4 points now. does a lot of ball handling for Walton, and always nice when your point guard can get a bucket. Here's Faulkner, takes it down low, took a big hit there as she went to the basket. There was no call. Rebound for Walton. Faulkner's okay, bounces back up. Somehow Unitigo comes away with the ball. They throw it back up to half court, and Dana Stepp says, all right, calm down, let's reset the offense. Faulkner bounces one to the high post here for McCoy. McCoy for Dana Stepp. We're under a minute to go. The reverse for Faulkner. Pull-up jumper for Faulkner is off the back of the rim. Another rebound for Stepp. And Unitigo just controlling the glass here at the moment. 40 seconds left. Alexa Lucia, the freshman guard, will work it back up to Stepp. 18 on the shot clock. 34 seconds to go on the game clock. Here's Mallory Frazier. Back across from McCoy. For Lucia, for three, left it short, ball out of bounds, is going to go back to Walton with 25 seconds left. So this will improve Unitigo's record to 9-0. They've had a great start to the season, and they've been battle-tested. They've played some very tough non-league games as well, and they remain undefeated. Ball to the high post. Step back three from Matt Gibbon. She tries that bank shot again. It won't go. 10 seconds left. Rebound for Unitigo. Ahead for Lucia. Puts on the brakes. Unitigo is going to run out the clock here on a 54-33 victory. Our postgame show coming up. Unitigo improves to 9-0. Walton will walk out of here at 8-3. And who knows, they might meet again in the MAC playoffs. Two very good teams. Unitigo gets the better of Walton tonight. Again, our final score, 54-33. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here to Unitigo. Our final score tonight, Unitigo girls defeating visiting Walton 54-33. Let's do our scoring summary here. First for Unitigo, a game high 23 points for Haley Lucia, followed by 10 points from Morgan Perry, 7 from Jenna Faulkner, 6 from Megan Perry, 4 apiece from Dana Stepp, and from Morgan Newman. On the other side for Walton, a team-high 17 points from Olivia Harvey, 9 from Mackenzie Clough, 4 from Carissa Crandall, 3 from Riley McAdams. So it was really Harvey and Clough that did a majority of the scoring tonight. Let's give out our awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Haley Lucia tonight. 23 points for Haley. She was spectacular, and I'm sure she had a ton of rebounds, steals, and assists. So a big stat night tonight for Haley Lucia. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I will give that one tonight to Morgan Perry. I thought she was great. 10 points for Unitigo, but a lot of those points came off of steals. Her and her sister Megan were just great. They're so tall and lanky and long in that full-court press. They get a lot of steals on that trap at midcourt. So 10 points for Morgan Perry. She's our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Olivia Harvey tonight. 17 points for Olivia. She only had 5 at halftime in the third quarter. She just came out and took over. And if it wasn't for the deficit that Walton was facing, she definitely could have gotten them back in this game, and she tried. I mean, they chipped it down to close to around 10 points a couple of times, but Harvey, with 17 points, just never gave up and had the true heart of a champion tonight. I thought she was great. So Olivia Harvey from Walton, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Finally tonight, our last award, the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Tonight's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otigo. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need. Plus, they have a wide selection of deli meats. Don't forget about their sub platters, too. Hey, the big game's coming up. You might want to check out Jake's for that. Call Jake's today at 988-2709. And again, try the lasagna soup. I tried it today. It was spectacular. So we always give this award to a Unitigo player. And tonight, I would like to give that to Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner had 7 points. I thought she was key off the bench. So Jenna Faulkner will get our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award tonight. So she can go down to Jake's and get a free sub, Jake's Deli in Otigo. Again, our final score, Unitigo defeats Walton 54-33. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. The Sydney boys are at Green. That's a 7:15 tip-off. We'll be on 10 minutes before with the Butler Auto pregame show. So make sure you tune in for that. You can listen to this game online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, always does such a great job. So thank you, Jim. We'll see you tomorrow night. Again, Unitigo girls defeat Walton 54-33. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night from CDO Sports.
Celebrate your anniversary with the Anniversary Wall.